let's kind of moot around your team. I know you guys aren't used to getting off to a slow start, really. What's moot around your team after the start? I know you guys are, you know, aren't used to getting off to a slow start.
Right, we wanted to get off to a fast start the other night, and obviously it didn't happen. They jumped out to a good start, and we wanted to match their energy early, and we knew that's what we needed to do in order to stick in the game, and unfortunately we weren't able to do that, and they were able to jump out to an early lead, and we just weren't able to catch up in the end.
Matt, how much has your life changed in the past month or however long it's been since week one?
It's changed a lot, especially from the responsibility factor. I mean, just week in and week out, there's a lot more added responsibility from one week to the next. And then on the outside, obviously, there's a little bit more attention from, a little bit more media engagements. And then I also have a lot more people asking for my time. But when you get actually into the stadium, most of it's the same.
Have you enjoyed it? Have you been able to enjoy it, or has it been too busy to even?
I haven't really had a chance to really step back and look at it from that perspective. It's just kind of you get thrown into the position, and you just try to take a deep breath and say, "Here we go," and you get going, and you start to work your way into the position, and you learn as you go.
Has Tom been around to help you with preparation?
He was the last in the early weeks, and then over the last week or so that he hasn't been here. He's actually been out because of obvious reasons, so I haven't really talked to him much.
What do you just see from the Broncos looking at them on film, particularly the 3-4 they've mixed in?
Right, they have tremendous team speed, and they've got a great front seven, and their secondary is obviously very active, and they'll... They'll give you multiple personnel groups, and they'll do multiple things. And like I said, that defense is built on speed, so we have to be able to come out there and match your speed and intensity.
How do you think your team looks back at last season? Obviously, historic run, you know, the Super Bowl was what it was. How does your team look back on last season?
I think everybody keeps things in perspective and says that last season was last season, and everybody understands that last season was a historical run, and it was fun while it lasted, but now we're on to this season, and it's never the same team from one year to the next, and so we appreciated what we did last year, and now we're just kind of moving forward into this year.
Matt, looking at your stats, particularly the passing yardage, I guess they're bringing you along slowly. Are you ready to take on a little bit more? Are they giving you a little bit more each week?
You know, I believe so, and it's one of those things. We're a game plan offense, and we switch from one week to the next, and so I'm kind of in the position where I get the game plan each and every week, and I just try to go out there and execute the offense to the best of my abilities and do whatever the coach has asked me to do.
What's been the best thing about being a starter?
The best thing about being a starter is getting out there and getting to play every week.
How much had you been waiting for that? I mean, obviously, you know, your story's been told a lot of times. It had been a long time since you got a chance.
Right, it had been a long time, and I had been anticipating it for a while, and so it's great to finally be out here and doing it, and I feel very blessed that the opportunity came up. Unfortunately, it came up with the injury due to Tommy, which you never want to see, but at the same time, that's what happens in this league because it's such a physical league, and you just have to be ready to go when the opportunity comes.
All right.
Okay,
Matt.
Thanks, Matt.
Appreciate it. All right, thanks, guys.